Today is Microsoft's 50th birthday. It created software that made computing accessible to everyone. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Monica Nicholsberg reports, and a note, Microsoft is a financial supporter of NPR, but we cover them like any other company.
Growing up in Seattle, Bill Gates and Paul Allen were obsessed with an emerging technology called computers. At the time, computers only belonged to geeky hobbyists like them and big institutions. But their idea to sell software would change that. It started with the Altair 8800, a build-it-yourself computer that Allen saw in Popular Electronics in 1975.
Paul saw a magazine ad, this kid computer, and went running to Bill and said, you know, we have to catch this train. And the rest is history.
That's University of Washington computer science professor Ed Lazauska showing off an original Altair. It's about the size of an apple crate, with no screen, just lights and switches on the front. You program it by punching holes into paper.
And you would load the program from the paper tape reader. And you could do that by toggling commands into these switches on the front panel.
Microsoft's big idea wasn't to sell computers, but to build programming for other people's computers. Making software that worked on lots of models and selling it separately was new. Their first programming language was called Microsoft Basic, which they built for the Altair. Lazauska still has Allen's original business cards from those early days.
So these are treasures. It's the very beginning of Microsoft.
At a time when digital technology meant multi-million dollar machines locked in big air-conditioned rooms, Gates and Allen's moonshot idea was to put one on every desk, running Microsoft software.
Now digital technology is absolutely everywhere. You know, in many ways, it's the vision of Bill and Paul that drove that transformation.
Most people learned of Microsoft's next big innovation because it came pre-installed on IBM's first home computers in the early 80s. It was called the Microsoft Disk Operating System, MS-DOS to its friends. Here's Microsoft fan Michael Bretman running MS-DOS on an early PC at a vintage computer festival in Seattle.
It tells the machine what needs to be done, and in the DOS environment, it's very minimal.
Really minimal. Just a black screen where you type in commands listed in a thick manual. MS-DOS was groundbreaking, but it still wasn't user-friendly. Enter Windows. For author and tech historian Margaret O'Meara, two things come to mind when she thinks back on Microsoft's greatest hits.
Oh, I immediately think of Windows and Office. I think of the system that, by the end of the 1990s, was running on nearly every single desktop computer in the world.
Unlike MS-DOS, Windows was easy to use. You just had to point and click. Microsoft didn't invent the graphic operating system, but it did make it cheaper and more widely available.
Software, it was a tool you could use in your home, in your school, and in your office. These were no longer separate things.
Microsoft's moonshot was a success. It did land a PC on every desk. Now, it needed a new frontier. Microsoft made software, but its rivals were scoring big wins in hardware. Apple had hits like the iPod and iPhone. But when Microsoft tried to beat Apple at its own game, it failed.
Zune is Microsoft's answer to the iPod. Apple has sold more than 100 million iPods to Zune's 1.2 million.
Microsoft's smartphones were also duds.
Microsoft is pulling the plug on the kid. It's canceled. Dead.
By the time Microsoft was in its 30s, Apple was winning mobile, Google was dominating search, and taking on Microsoft with free Office software. But Microsoft did score some of its shots at reinvention, like the Xbox. It was a hit, thanks to games like Halo and Xbox Live, which let gamers play together over the internet. And what could be Microsoft's most important makeover is underway today. Its cloud computing business, Azure, powers companies all over the world. And with its partner, OpenAI, Microsoft is building artificial intelligence into basically all of its products. Here's Lazauska again.
The company's ability to reinvent itself is remarkable, and that's pretty unusual, right? Many companies just sort of keep riding the same horse and don't change and eventually fade away.
Far from fading away, Microsoft remains one of the most valuable companies in the world. And the proof of that is probably on your desk today. For NPR News, I'm Monica Nicholsberg in Seattle.